Good evening and welcome to Thirsty Thursday on the Walk Around Up. I hope that everyone has had a great week so far. And basically today we're just going to dive right in and discuss Super Bowl 55 and its outcome. Now let's get into it. All right, so first we're going to start off with my wine choice. And I will say this, especially for you like real wine drinkers, because right now I'm currently drinking a brand who my friends who are actually, you know, they're wine drinkers. They drink a glass of wine probably every night. They just drink it to wind down. That's just not me. I'm definitely a peach crown. I'm a Georgia peach, so, you know, I got to roll with the peach. But peach crown, I'm more of the hard liquor, vodka, cranberry, things like that, Patron, and wine. I'm just trying to, mature my taste buds, as they would say. I got to start somewhere. So, you know, I'll start with Moscato's, even though they think it's fake, wine, but tonight I'm drinking peach Moscato. And I'm kind of embarrassed to say who it's by for other people. Not for myself, probably because they're embarrassed for me, but it's Barefoot. I love it. It's so good. They have different kinds of fruits. If you're just not really a really stout wine drinker, but as we kind of progress through these episodes, I'll definitely start to branch out and try other things. And you guys can branch out and try other things and we can just sip along. All right. So first we're going to go ahead and get into it. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl. Now, I will say this before I start speaking about the name that we don't want to mention, Tom Brady. Like I said, I am from Atlanta, Georgia, which means that I have the unfortunate torture, like I unfortunately like to torture myself in being an Atlanta fan. I'm an Atlanta Braves fan. I'm an Atlanta Hawks fan. I am an Atlanta Falcons fan. Please do not ever disrespect me and think that I would ever be a Georgia Tech fan. I am a University of Georgia fan. Okay. So with being a fan of all those teams, if you follow sports, you are aware of the heartache that I experience year in and year out. It doesn't matter how far up we are. I never cheer. I don't cheer early. I don't get excited early because I know that my teams are going to be just what my teams do. But I will say this, I was proud of my Georgia Bulldogs, which in another episode, we're going to talk about my Georgia Bulldogs, because I really think we can win a championship next year. Next year. But yeah, we're going to talk about that. But as far as my Atlanta Falcons, you would see why it's really hard for me to ever give a compliment to Tom Brady. And people say, oh, you're just being a hater. Yes, I'm being a hater. And I don't care. Okay, so Tom Brady pretty much picked apart the Chiefs, and I really, really and truly, of course, I picked the Chiefs to win. My reasoning behind picking them wasn't purely because of my disdain for Tom Brady. It's mainly, the choice was mainly because I just really didn't think, based on the performance prior to, you know, in the championship game, he had three interceptions and they really looked out of sorts to me. You know, like people are like, oh, Brady's the great. He's going to the Super Bowl again. But I just felt like he got carried by Fournette that game to get them to the Super Bowl. So, you know, I was like, he can't do that against the Chiefs. You can't throw three interceptions against the Chiefs and win. So that was my thought process, you know. But then I should have thought this man at that time had done it six times before. This was number seven that he was going for. So I should have known. I should have known that Tom Brady was going Tom Brady. And that he did. And not only did they do it, they did it in a dominant type fashion, which was very, very surprising to me. I just thought it would be closer. And I will say this, you know, right when they came out of the gate, both defenses, you know, got pretty decent stops. And it was a good game. Nobody was really just kind of jumping ahead of the other person and things like that. Well, 9 to 31 points later, here we are. And so basically, I'm gonna just talk about a couple of things that I think, aided in basically the dominant performance from the Bucks. And I'm gonna start with the Chiefs, okay? And when you're discussing football, it's a team sport. So, me being a coach, I've coached for over a decade. And coaching basketball, I look at things differently, especially when it comes from a team sports, perspective, because in my mind, there's not one, just that one play that made you lose the game. It's a collective effort, a collective team effort, or lack thereof, as to what caused you to lose the game. Okay? And let's be clear, starting with the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes played terrible. Okay? I hated that for him. He's a young guy. He was trying to repeat, and just kind of say he defeated Tom Brady, so to speak. And he didn't play well. Now, in his defense, the offensive line was absolutely horrible. They were completely overwhelmed by the Tampa Bay Bucks defense. He would scramble. I mean, they had this man running for his life, but at the end of the day, there were, and then I will say this, there were some passes that his wide receivers dropped, but maybe two or three passes the whole game. And then you've got, like I said, Patrick Mahomes running for his life every possession. You're not going to win the game where you're relying on your quarterback's legs the entire game. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he just was rushed, knocked down, sacked, just everything. The Chiefs just collectively played a terrible game. It was just like they just decided not to show up. Now, of course, I'll play devil's advocate here as well. Fans doing what they do best. Because I'm watching this game as just pretty much a spectator. I really could have cared less who won. There's a Georgia guy, Mecole Hardman, on Kansas City Chiefs. So I was, rooting for him as an individual. I like Gronk with Tampa Bay Bucks. So, it really didn't matter to me, who won. But the big thing of the night, especially looking on Twitter and stuff, is that it was the Chiefs versus the refs. Now, I don't claim I'm not a football coach. These aren't facts when I talk about football. But just making an observation. I'm gonna say this. Yes, there was holding from Tampa Bay, but good grief, Chiefs. Y'all held every other play on both sides of the ball. And I don't understand that. Now, I don't know. I don't, like I said, those aren't my team, so I never watched them all year. I don't know if that's something that they've been doing. But I felt like the Chiefs excessively held. I don't even think the Bucks, in the moments that they did hold, that it would have even mattered to the outcome of the game. You see what I'm saying? But like, they would hold on like crucial possessions, like when, you know what I'm saying, they get ready to kick or they'll just get a silly penalty. I just felt like they weren't disciplined, they weren't focused. Patrick Mahomes looked like he was scared to death in the first half. And he's been there and done that. Now, I'm sure, at anything of that level, you come out and it's just like deer in the headlights because it's like, wow, I'm at the Super Bowl. That's the epitome tip top of your career. And so, he probably had some nerves, but it's like they never got out of that funk. And then when they kind of started to move the ball, then they would do something silly to get a hole and the call would be, called back. But as a whole, the Chiefs just didn't look great. I mean, they really and truly just picked the worst game to have a bad game for. Because that was it. That was for all the marbles. Now, and even Travis Kelce. Now, Travis is fine, okay? But they don't have nothing to do with his athletic ability. He was open in the middle of the field. He would catch it maybe like 10, 12 yards out, fall down. He did that all night, but it wasn't enough. And he had a couple of drop passes. He just looked out of sorts too. I don't know. Like I said, something was off about them to me. But I hate that. I would definitely like to see a rematch when both teams play their best. Because when a team doesn't play their best and one wins, it's like, oh, well, we didn't play better. You know what I'm saying? I want both teams to play, both teams to be healthy, and then see, well, what kind of outcome do you get? And then kind of go from there, you know? But, you know, anybody can be beaten on any given day. And really, the old heads won. And that's really what it boils down to. And then, you know, next to kind of move over to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I mean, let's be honest, they were great. I mean, that is probably in the game that I have personally watched, the most collective win that I've ever seen, like collective team win. And what I mean by that is that offense played great, defense played great, special teams played great, the coaching staff was on point. I can't even hate like I want to, because trust, I really want to. But I'm going to say this. Being prepared is the biggest thing a coach can do. Showing up to a game unprepared at any level is unacceptable. Because one, especially in the professional ranks, you're getting paid to be prepared. Okay? Jobs that you volunteer for, it's a disservice to who you're coaching for you as a coach to not be prepared. At the collegiate level, you're getting paid to be prepared. At the high school level, it might not be a lot, but you're getting paid to be prepared. And when I tell you, it looked like that Tampa Bay Bucs coaching staff did their job that day. I thought the double coverage on Hill and Kelsey was brilliant. Now, I play Madden every once in a while, and of course I play with the Atlanta Falcons. I get dusted by Tyreek Hill every game. Every game. And I'm like, dude is legit cannot be that fast. But he is that fast. And I thought that the game plan that they had for him was brilliant. And I think that Tom Brady, like I said, he played perfect. For a guy that's his age, he put up a pretty decent stat line. Him and Gronk connected a couple times. And, you know, that's history there, because, you know, they had that, you know, they were the famous duo with the Patriots. And then they came down to Tampa Bay Bucs, got Gronk to come out of retirement, and they won a Super Bowl. So who can say that they've done that? I know Antonio Brown has had a lot of breakdowns, if you want to call them mental health breakdowns, in the media. And I was happy for him. Because, you know, sometimes as human beings, sometimes we just need a win, you know, and, you know, he's made his amends. He's trying to turn his life around, and he's, you know, we're human. He's still going to make mistakes, but I'm glad he was one, able to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl, and also able to win him a ring. But even more to touch on a little bit with the Bucs, you know, defensively, I don't think I've seen an NFL team play like that in a long time. And what I mean by that is NFL teams, like, they get motivated by certain things, but they don't go that hard. Like, if you really watch an NFL team and then look at the Tampa Bay Bucs defense from the Super Bowl, I mean, hard. They played hard the entire game. They were on a mission, and they succeeded. That defensive coaching staff, bravo. Hats off to you. The defensive players, bravo. Offensively, I guess. But, you know, congratulations to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Congratulations to their fan base. You know, it's been a long time coming for you guys. And, you know, I'm from the South, so I guess, even if it's Florida, I guess. But congratulations to you guys. So I guess the next big question that might be on some people's mind that I've heard people have conversations about, of whether or not they think Tom Brady will retire now. And I'm sure everybody's seen all the pictures of the parade. You know, he enjoyed himself. Let's say that, to say the least. But, you know, he's a grown man celebrating a championship win. Do your thing. you know? And some people were thinking that he did it as kind of like a, I'm done with this. I'm gonna finish out on top and I'm gonna enjoy being on top. Okay? And you know, I don't think I've ever really seen in the media how he celebrated his past six, other than the parade that they would show downtown. But I don't think I've ever saw him publicly intoxicated. So it kind of made me raise my eyebrows as well about where his head is. And then when I really think about it, I'm like, why would you? You know, you got the same team coming back, the same coaching staff, pretty much. I mean, as far as we've heard, the same coaching staff coming back. Why not? You know, and then of course, a couple of days later, excuse me, a couple of days ago, he did say that they're planning on coming back, you know, and people still don't believe that. They think that he's going to pull a little switcheroo at the end after the draft or before the draft, saying that he's not coming back. The only reason why I think he would even suggest not coming back is if maybe he has that complex of, you know, if I come back, am I going to tarnish my legacy? Am I going to go out like Peyton Manning? Or am I going to have a horrible season? So, you know, those are things to kind of look at because, you know, as athletes, we know our bodies, okay? Our mind, our mental, whatever you want to call it, is saying, I want to play for the rest of my life. But your body is like, you got 6 more months and I'm done. So he just pretty much probably needs to listen to his body. And I'm sure he's doing that. You know, he's a professional, he gets paid the big bucks for that. And look. Whatever he decides, it doesn't matter because the Falcons, we finally gonna be ready. Okay? But that's another episode. We're gonna talk about my Atlanta Falcons because, woo, child, they worry me to death. But I think we're gonna do some good things this year. But yeah, as far as the Bucks and everything are concerned, again, I do wanna wish that I do wanna send that fan base a definitely a congratulations and congratulations to that organization. Well, there you have it. And I hope everyone has a great Friday. And I'll talk to you guys on Sunday evening where we will discuss my journey with COVID and just kind of talk about that and things that I went through and maybe questions that you probably had. And maybe I can answer some of them. Because remember that COVID does affect everybody differently. But I'm definitely going to discuss my journey with you guys. And please remember that these aren't facts, these are just my opinions.